So now we're going to take a look at the coaching tasks and skills within the context of prevention, or where we are starting work coaching someone who is not in a degree of crisis or degree of life challenges that would determine that a recovery process is required. Now, this is a tricky area because, of course, at the end of the day, it is up to the client to decide whether they want to create a recovery process for themselves and to see it in that way. Now, we are quite willing as coaches to work with whatever our client wants to work with, whatever is going to give them some entry points and traction and a framework to work with. So it is not that we are saying that the recovery approach isn't going to come into play, but when we are starting to work with a person who is not down the second part of that curve on the continuum diagram, is not down the bottom, they are up in that area that we circled as prevention. What we are really doing is working with somebody who is in a process of a life or experiencing a life that is developing challenges that may be going to happen but haven't happened yet. This context is important because it will have implications for how people are motivated. When people are coming into recovery to wellness coaching through the prevention and wellness doorway, they are people who are in a particular kind of relationship to the life that they're living, and they do not carry with them the same set of beliefs or indeed experiences that we typically would think about being characteristic of clients when we start working them within a recovery context. This is an important topic. And this motivational issue is something that is dealt with in the motivational direction section, which is coming up shortly. For us, though, we are now going to take a look at the skills again through this prevention stroke wellness only perspective.